was a tornado watch for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties until midnight. There's also a severe thunderstorm watch for Iowa County until midnight, as well as a flood watch for Vernon, Richland, Sauk, and Iowa counties until Tuesday morning. Look for breezy with showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some could be strong with pockets of heavy rain, low 59, winds northeast 10 to 15. Light showers ending by morning tomorrow, then a bit of sunshine in the afternoon with a high of 74. Winds northeast 10 with gusts up to 20. Mostly clear tomorrow night with patchy fog possible, low 53. And partly cloudy and comfortable on Wednesday with a high of 79. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are now calm. They were up to around 10 miles per hour earlier. And we are getting some thunderstorms in Richland Center. And our current temperature is 68 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
All it takes is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars. A little you, a little me, in the same vicinity. And it's on. Everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind. A little touch, a little buzz. Don't know what keeps keeping it up. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line? Girl, we're playing with fire, but ain't too far behind. It's just a matter of time till it finds your heart or mine. We say that it ain't no thing. We say it, then the telephone rings. Hello, are you at home? 'Cause I'm all alone missing you. We swear it ain't love, 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 but you're there when the sun comes up. We swear it ain't love, 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 but it always comes back to us. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line?
Country can get a cold one in my-
And as you just heard, there is a tornado warning for central Crawford County in southwestern Wisconsin, and that's until 11:45. That's because at 11:01, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Harpers Ferry, or 11 miles north of Prairie du Chien, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Hazards from the storm is, of course, a tornado, and the radar has indicated rotation. The storm has a history of producing tornadoes. Impact includes flying debris that will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed, and damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is likely. This is a dangerous storm, and it will be near Boscobel at around 11:25. Other locations impacted by this tornadic thunderstorm include Highway 35 and County D, Wauzeka, Seneca, Eastman, Highway 27 and County F, Plugtown, and Steuben. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors in a mobile home or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Tornadoes are extremely difficult to see and confirm at night. Do not wait to see or hear the tornado. Take cover now. That is a tornado warning for central Crawford County in southwestern Wisconsin until 11:45. And also there, that tornado watch continues for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon County. And that goes until midnight tonight. And a severe thunderstorm watch for Iowa County will be going on until midnight as well. And also, there is a flash flood watch for Vernon, Richland, Sauk, and Iowa counties until Tuesday morning. And in Richland Center, we are starting to get some heavy rain and some thunder and lightning. So I just went and checked, and probably we are up to like 15/100ths of an inch of rain so far in Richland Center. But the big story right now is a tornado warning for central Crawford County in southwestern Wisconsin. That is until 11:45. That's because at 11:01, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Harpers Ferry, or 11 miles north of Prairie du Chien, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Hazards include a tornado, and flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is likely. This dangerous storm will be near Boscobel at around 11:25. So be prepared. Other locations impacted by this tornadic thunderstorm include Highway 35 in County D, Wauzeka, Seneca, Eastman, Highway 27, and County F, Plugtown, and Steuben. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors, in a mobile home, or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Tornadoes are extremely difficult to see and confirm at night. Do not wait to see and hear the tornado. Take cover now. And just my advice, if this is traveling at this distance, this is the tornado that I had, this tornado warning that I had reported earlier this evening that was over in Decorah, Iowa, and it is moving, and it says it's moving east at 40 miles per hour. So beyond Boscobel, it could be heading towards Muscadet, Richland Center area. I'm not sure on that. I don't have any reports on that. I'm sure more information will come across if that comes along. So if you are around close to the Boscobel area and you think you're in the path of the storm, you don't have to take cover now, but be prepared just in case a warning does come your way. If it does, I will definitely let you know right here on WRCO. Looking at the AccuWeather radar, that storm is traveling pretty decent, and Richland Center is still a little ways from that heaviest part of that storm, so that should be coming. So be prepared, because besides this, we probably will have some heavy rains. There could be some flooding. That's why we do have some flood watches out for Vernon, Richland, Sauk, and Iowa counties until Tuesday morning. And, of course, that's why we have this tornado watch out until midnight in cases like this, because there is a chance of a tornado. Also, a thunderstorm watch for Iowa County. And I'm going to go over that that tornado watch one more time here. There is a tornado warning. There is a tornado warning for Central Crawford County in southwestern Wisconsin until 11:45. At 11:01, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Harper's Ferry, or 11 miles north of Prairie du Chien, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Radar indicated rotation. This storm has a history of producing tornadoes. Flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damaged roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur, and tree damage is likely. This is a dangerous storm, and it will be near Boscobel at 11:25. Other locations impacted by this tornadic thunderstorm include Highway 35 in County D, Wauzeka, Seneca, Eastman, Highway 27, and County F, Plugtown, and Steuben. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows if you are outdoors in a mobile home or in a vehicle. Move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Tornadoes are extremely difficult to see and confirm at night. Do not wait to see and hear the tornado. Take cover now. I'm going to keep it here for a while, just wait, go over that, and may break away here for a short minute before we come back. But yeah, we want to make sure everybody is safe. So, like I say, there is that tornado warning for Central Crawford County until 11:45. Once again, there is a tornado watch for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon until midnight, and also for Iowa County as well. I'm just going to break away for a short time here, and I will be back, and I will have a rundown of this warning one more time. I'm just going to check really quick if there's anything else coming across as far as warnings goes. I'll be back in about the next minute or so.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend, but this is where it ends, and I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out, but now I'm broken down. I went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. This is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door.
All right. Once again, I want to report this is a kind of a serious situation. There has not been a touchdown from what I heard yet on that, but if there is, I will definitely let everybody know on that. But what I'm talking about, if you haven't heard already, there is a tornado warning for Central Crawford County in southwestern Wisconsin. That's until 11:45. That's because at 11:01, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Harper's Ferry, or 11 miles north of Prairie du Chien, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Hazards from this storm include tornado, radar indicated rotation of this storm. Once again, a tornado warning for Central Crawford County in southwestern Wisconsin. I'm going to break away for a bit, and I will be back with some more updated information for you here shortly.
100.9 WRCO.
thing you know, you meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing. It's 2 a.m. telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in. But next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer. Next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that ring. And there the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know, you weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat. And the doctor saying, how you doing there, dad? And nobody's ever called you that. And you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. Saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go.
And as you just heard, this is what I said possibly could happen, and it unfortunately is. There is a tornado warning for northeastern Grant County in southwestern Wisconsin, also southwestern Richland County, and that's until midnight. That's because at 11:15, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing both tornadoes and extensive straight-line wind damage were located along a line extending from 8 miles north of Boscobel to 6 miles northeast of Prairie du Chien, moving southeast at 35 miles per hour. Hazards from the storm includes, of course, a tornado. The radar indicated rotation. Flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is likely. These dangerous storms will be near Boscobel at around 11:20, Muscadet at around 11:30, and Fenimore at around 11:40. Other locations impacted by these tornadic storms include Westport, Preston, Arthur, Highway 61, and County T, Montfort, Eagle Cave, and Worley. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors in a mobile home or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Once again, there is a tornado warning for northeastern Grant County and southwestern Richland County, and that's until midnight tonight. Also, the National Weather Service in La Crosse has issued a tornado warning for central Crawford County in southwestern Wisconsin, and that is until 11:45. At 11:01, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Harper's Ferry, or 11 miles north of Prairie du Chien, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Hazards from this storm include a tornado. Radar-indicated rotation. This storm has a history of producing tornadoes. Impact include flying debris and will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roof, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is likely. This dangerous storm will be near Boscobel at around 11:25. And actually, that's actually on the previous report, it said it'll be in Boscobel at around 11:20. Other locations impacted by this tornadic thunderstorm include Highway 35 in County D, Wazika, Seneca, Eastman, Highway 27, and County F, Plugtown, and Steuben. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you're outdoors in a mobile home or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Tornadoes are extremely difficult to see and confirm at night, so do not wait to see or hear the tornado. Take cover now. Also, there is a tornado watch out for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties until midnight. So, of course, Richland and Grant are in that, but not all of Richland and Grant. So we'll keep you informed if it hits any areas around other areas around the county. Also, Iowa County is under a severe thunderstorm watch until midnight as well. And then there is a flood watch for Vernon, Richland, Sauk, and Iowa counties until Tuesday morning. I'm going to go over this one more time here. We are getting thunder here in Richland Center, getting some wicked storms coming in. So be on the lookout for that as well, because for flooding and some damage. Once again, there is a tornado warning for northeastern Grant County and southwestern Richland County until midnight. That's because at 11:15, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing both tornadoes and extensive straight line winds. Damage were located along a line extending from 8 miles north of Boscobel to 6 miles northeast of Prairie du Chien, moving southeast at 35 miles per hour. Hazards from this include a tornado, radar-indicated rotation, flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. So that is a tornado warning until midnight. I will be back in just a minute and keep you up to date on what happens with the rest of this, with these storms.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
100.9 WRCO.
And we have some really stormy weather. What they were expecting earlier is unfortunately happening around the area. And unfortunately, there are tornadoes involved in these storms. And I'm going to go through the tornado warnings one more time. A tornado warning for northeastern Grant County and southwestern Richland County until midnight. And also there is a tornado warning for central Crawford County until 11:45. The reason for the one until midnight for Grant and Richland counties, northeastern Grant and southwestern Richland is because at 11:15, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing both tornadoes and extensive straight-line wind damage were located along a line extending from 8 miles north of Boscobel to 6 miles northeast of Prairie du Chien, moving southeast at 35 miles per hour. And impacts include flying debris that will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed, and damage to roof and windows and vehicles will occur. These dangerous storms will be near Boscobel at around 11:20. Actually, it should be through the Boscobel area. It's heading towards the Muscadet area at around 11:30. So within the next 3 minutes, it'll be down around Muscadet and Fenimore at around 11:40. Other locations impacted by these tornadic storms include Westport, Preston, Arthur, Highway 61, and County T, Montfort, Eagle Cave, and Worley. Also, there is still that tornado warning out for central Crawford County. That's till 11:45, and that's because that storm was located in Harper's Ferry around 11:01. I need to break away here, and I will be back as soon as I can with some more updated information.
She had her long legs dangling from the edge of the dock. We were nearly 17. Her eyes were shining brighter than the water that was glistening. And when she laughed, when she smiled, all I could do was grin. Even though it didn't look like I was doing much, I was imagining her and me, just her and me, holding hands and dipping our feet. Something lies in them cut-off jeans and all the things that we could have been. I was imagining. And when her mama called and it was time to go, I tried to find ways to make it never end. A swinging rope, jumping in. Man, I was a cannonball champion. When she laughed, when she smiled, all I could do was grin. Even though it didn't look like I was doing much, I was imagining her and me, just her and me, holding hands and dipping our feet. Her and me, just her and me. I was imagining. I was imagining. Yeah, that summer came and that summer went. That was the best dang summer that I ever spent. I could still see her dancing in that hot summer mist. Sun halo glowing, she was heaven sent. With that laugh and a smile, now all I can do is grin. When I think back to that summer when I was imagining her and me, just her and me, holding hands and dipping.
Okay, as you just heard, this one is a severe thunderstorm warning for Iowa County and southwestern Sauk County. This is until 12:30 a.m. At 11:24, a severe thunderstorm was located along a line extending from 8 miles northwest of Richland Center to near Muscadet to 8 miles north of Bloomington, moving southeast at 45 miles per hour. Hazards from this storm include a 60-mile-per-hour wind gust and quarter-size hail. The impact could be hail damage to vehicles and expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Dodgeville, Mineral Point, Darlington, Spring Green, Belmont, Blanchardville, Barneveld, Highland, Arena, Plain, Ridgeway, Avoca, Orion, Linden, Waldwick, Elk Grove, Cobb, Fayette, Clyde, and Lamont. Other landmarks included that could be affected by this includes Hyde's Hill and the House on the Rock and the Iowa Grant School. Remain alert for a possible tornado. Tornadoes can develop quickly from severe storms. If you spot a tornado, go at once into the basement or a small central room in a sturdy structure. For your protection, move to an interior room to the lowest floor of a building. So that is a severe thunderstorm warning for Iowa and Iowa County and southwestern Sauk County. That is until 12:30. But the big thing is the tornadoes. Two tornado warnings are currently in effect. First tornado warning is for northeastern Grant County and southwestern Richland County. That's until midnight. That's because at 11:15, severe thunderstorms capable of producing both tornadoes and extensive straight-line wind damage were located along a line extending from 8 miles north of Boscobel to 6 miles northeast of Prairie du Chien, moving southeast at 35 miles per hour. Flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter, and mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is likely. These dangerous storms will be near Boscobel at around 11:20, Muscadet at around 11:30, and Fenimore at around 11:40. Other locations impacted by these tornadic storms include Westport, Preston, Arthur, Highway 61, and County T, Montfort, Eagle Cave, and Worley. Take cover now and move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors in a mobile home or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. And there's also that other tornado warning. That's until 11:45, so it's in effect for another 10 minutes. And that one is for central Crawford County in southwestern Wisconsin. And at 11:01 in that storm, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Harpers Ferry or 11 miles north of Prairie du Chien, moving east at 40 miles per hour. I do not know if both of these tornado warnings are from the same storm going through, if there's two different cells going through, but we need to report this for your safety. And other locations that could be impacted by this besides Boscobel includes Highway 35 in County D, Wauzeka, Seneca, Eastman, Highway 27, and County F, Plugtown, and Steuben. And remember, it's hard to see tornadoes at night, and it's hard to confirm them, I should say. So please take cover. And once again, there's that tornado warning. I will be back shortly with another update.
Summer long, and I learned early on that there was nothing hotter than Jeannie Jones in July. Parked down by the river's edge with a six string in my truck bed, I'd pull it out as the sun set in the pines. I tell you, learning brown eyed girl was the best thing I ever did. Before I hit the last chord, she was begging for more, saying, sing that song again. So I sang that song again. Sha-la-la, we sang it out like we wrote it, and drove that old Ford like we stole it all. Oh, living loud and proud, a little attitude, thinking about her now, what
All right, I'm going to keep you up to date on what's happening weather-wise. Some pretty intense weather coming through this area, including severe thunderstorms and tornado warnings. And there hasn't been any confirmed touchdowns yet. If I have tornadoes, I haven't heard any, but I will let you know. But first of all, let me go over that severe thunderstorm warning again. There is a severe thunderstorm warning for Iowa County and southwestern Sauk County, and that's until 12:30 a.m. That's because at 11:24, a severe thunderstorm was located along a line extending from 8 miles northwest of Richland Center to near Muscadet to 8 miles north of Bloomington, moving southeast at 45 miles per hour. Hazards from this storm could include 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail, and hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Dodgeville, Mineral Point, Darlington, Spring Green, Belmont, Blanchardville, Barneveld, Highland, Arena, Plain, Ridgeway, Avoca, Orion, Linden, Waldwick, Elk Grove, Cobb, Fayette, Clyde, and Lamont. Other landmarks included that could be affected by this include the House on the Rock and Iowa Grant School. Remain alert for a possible tornado. Tornadoes can develop quickly from severe thunderstorms. If you spot a tornado, go at once into a basement or a small central room in a sturdy structure. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Once again, that's the severe thunderstorm warning for Iowa County and southwestern Sauk County, and that's on until 12:30 a.m. There's that tornado warning still in effect for northeastern Grant County in southwestern Wisconsin and southwestern Richland County as well. And that goes on until midnight tonight at 11:15. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing both tornadoes and extensive straight-line wind damage were located along a line extending from 8 miles north of Boscobel to 6 miles northeast of Prairie du Chien, moving southeast at 35 miles per hour. Hazards from the storm, of course, is a tornado, and flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Entry damage is likely. They said these storms should be near Boscobel at 11:20, so it is past that, but there is still possibilities, so still be cautious as long as the warning is in effect. Muscadet, it should be going through your area, this storm, and Fenimore is going to be coming through shortly at 11:40. Other locations impacted by these tornadic storms include Westport, Preston, Arthur, Highway 61, and County T, Montfort, Eagle Cave, and Worley. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors in a mobile home or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Once again, there is a tornado warning for northeastern Grant County and for southwestern Richland County, and that's until midnight tonight. I will be back shortly with some more information. Actually, I will keep it here because I do want to run down these other warnings here. We have been getting phone calls from people. Unfortunately, I do apologize if anybody's listening. I'm trying to get these across the air, but if I get a chance, I will take your calls. But right now, it's kind of a serious situation with all these tornado warnings, so my apologies if you're trying to get through and I'm unable to answer your calls. I want to go through this other tornado warning because this is out at least for the next 5 minutes, so that's a good thing right there. Hopefully, there isn't any touchdowns or damages from this either. Tornado warning for Central Crawford County, and that is out until 11:01. That's because of the severe thunderstorm that's out till 11:45 because of the thunderstorm that was located over Harper's Ferry at 11:01, and that's one could have had a possibility of a tornado in it. I do not know, once again, like I said earlier, this is the same storm that was going through for Grant County and Richland County, but we will find out on that if it is. But at the present time, I don't know if they're two different cells. Best is take cover, because like I say, at night it's hard to tell if there's a tornado coming. So your best bet is to get to a safe place so you don't get hurt or there's no damage to you or your family. And once again, there is that tornado watch out for Crawford, Grant, Richland, and Vernon counties, and that is going on until midnight, and also a watch out for Iowa County, and that's going on till midnight as well. And also, I'm going to go through that severe thunderstorm warning again. That was our latest one, because it's we're getting some pretty intense storms here. A lot of heavy thunder and lightning from it, and there could possibly be tornadoes in the storm. It wasn't confirmed, but there's always that chance. But there is that severe thunderstorm warning for northern Lafayette. For Iowa County and southwestern Sauk County. Of course, it was for northern Lafayette as well. And that's till 12:30 a.m. As we said, 11:24, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 8 miles northwest of Richland Center to near Muscadet to 8 miles north of Bloomington, moving southeast at 45 miles per hour. Hazards from this could include 60 mile per hour wind gusts and quarter size hail. And hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expected wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Dodgeville, Mineral Point, Darlington, Spring Green, Belmont, Blanchardville, Barneveld, Highland, Arena, Plain, Ridgeway, Avoca, Orion, Linden, Waldwick, Elk Grove, Cobb, Fayette, Clyde, and Lamont. Other landmarks include Hyde's Hill and the House on the Rock that could be affected. Remain alert, as I said, for possible tornadoes. Tornadoes can develop quickly from severe storms. If you spot a tornado, go get at once into a basement or a small central room in a sturdy structure. And let's go through that tornado warning one more time in case you haven't heard it. Hopefully you have. Your community, if you're in that area, should have the sirens going. But if you haven't heard it, I will run that down one more time for you, because this one is going on until midnight. There's that tornado warning for northeastern Grant County and southwestern Richland County until midnight. And it's because at 11:15, a severe storm capable of producing both tornadoes and extensive straight-line winds damage were located along a line extending from 8 miles north of Boscobel to 6 miles northeast of Prairie du Chien, moving southeast at 35 miles per hour. Flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed, and damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is also likely, and the storms, looks like Fenimore, it was the last one that it was supposed to be at around 11:40, but as long as this is in effect, it's always safe to be in shelter until the time it expires, and once again, that is going on until midnight for northeastern Grant County and southwestern Richland County. Let me take a look at this other one. This one's going to be expiring here within the next 30 seconds, and that's the tornado warning for central Crawford County. So in about 10 minutes, 10 seconds, I should say, you should be in the clear as far as that. But be alert, because it looks like there are some more storms in the area. So be alert, because there's those storms. You never know if they will produce tornadoes as well. So be aware of any severe storms. I don't have any other severe storm alerts except for that, as I reported earlier, that severe thunderstorm warning. And that one is for Iowa County and southwestern Sauk County until 12:30. And the places, once again, that could be affected by that storm include Dodgeville, Mineral Point, Darlington, Spring Green, Belmont, Blanchardville, Barneville, Highland, Arena, Plain, Ridgeway, Avoca, Orion, Linden, Waldwick, Elk Grove, Cobb, Fayette, Clyde, and Lamont. Other landmarks included are the following locations: Hyde's Hill and the House on the Rock and the Iowa Grant School. Remain alert for a possible tornado. Tornadoes can develop quickly from severe thunderstorms. If you spot a tornado, go at once into a basement or small central room in a sturdy structure. So that's the report on that. And of course, as I mentioned, we still have that severe thunderstorm on that tornado watch, I should say, out until midnight for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties, and Iowa County as well has a severe thunderstorm watch. And of course, Iowa is under severe thunderstorm warning right now, too. But there is still a watch beyond that until midnight. So be on the lookout for anything. I will be back shortly with any more up-to-date information here.
Mama used to love to reminisce. She'd sat out on the porch on nights like this. She'd tell me about her favorite things in life, like honeysuckle, rain, and fireflies. Out on that old porch swing, I learned summertime and Friday night. My daddy's guitar, couple cokes, and all the guys. The hours pass like cars through midnight air. The first tunes that I ever played were there. Out on that old porch swing, I played. Some Hogarth Brooks, a little Hank, and everything in between. Out on that old porch swing. And my mind would just go rocking back and forth to the memories I made on my front porch. First time that I looked into her eyes, she was close enough to press her lips to mine. We were swinging through the night hand in hand. It's where the best chapter in my life began. Out on that old porch swing, wanted and what I missed, everything in between. Out on that old, and I love that old, and I miss that old poor swing.
That was Tony Jackson with Old Porch String. Very, very stormy here in Richland Center. A lot of rain coming down, a lot of high winds. I only have a reading of 13 miles per hour winds. I looked outside and they're higher than that, so I don't know if our wind gauge is getting affected, so I don't have any accurate readings on that. But the winds were blowing really hard out there, so be cautious. In fact, I caught a phone call. And I apologize to other people that have tried to call. I, like I say, have been busy. I'm here alone, so I've been busy trying to take care of these. But fortunately, I got a hold of the lady. She was from Richland Center, from the area, and she doesn't have a radio. So she was wondering if we had any tornado warnings. And I told her we do have that tornado warning for southwestern Richland County and northeastern Grant County. Richland Center wasn't mentioned in it, but other areas that could be hit affected were include Boscobel, Muscadet, and Fenimore. And that was out until midnight. So that'll be expiring within the next 9 minutes. Now, it's like I told her with these storms going on, if you talk to somebody, too, and if they don't have a radio or a way to listen to us and get any storm information, best is if you feel unsafe and if you're not aware, best is not to chance it. Best is to go someplace where you can stay safe. That's the main thing on that then, too. So hopefully everybody is staying safe from these storms. We do have that severe thunderstorm warning as well. I'll mention that. That severe thunderstorm warning, that's out for Iowa County and southwestern Sauk County, and that's until 12:30, and that's because of that thunderstorm at 11:24. Our severe storms were located at a line extending 8 miles northwest of Richland Center to near Muscadet at 8 miles north of Bloomington, moving southeast at 45 miles per hour. Those include 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail, and places impacted by that include Dodgeville, Mineral Point, Darlington, Spring Green, Belmont, Blanchardville, Barneveld, Highland, Arena, Plain, Ridgeway, Avoca, Orion, Linden, Waldwick, Elk Grove, Cobb, Fayette, Clyde, and Lamont. So if you are in those areas there, be cautious. Some of those storms could produce tornadoes. There hasn't been any confirmations on that yet. We haven't received any EAS alerts. If we did have a tornado come through on that, we would definitely be getting that alert. And we still have that tornado warning effect until for another 8 minutes, and that's for northeastern Grant County and southwestern Richland County. So if you are in these areas, please take cover, especially if you're down near Boscobel, Muscadet, in the Fenimore area, down that way, down near Eagle Cave. You know, that's the areas where it's also hitting. And we have that tornado watch until midnight. I'm going to check in a bit here, see if that's been extended. There's always a good chance that those could get extended, and I'll keep you up to date if those watches are canceled. All I know in Richland Center is we are getting a lot of rain. I did go check the rain gauge quick, and we had 23/100ths of an inch from the storm at 11:29. It started around 10:45. We got rain, so we had 23/100ths of an inch, so almost a quarter of an inch of rain from 10:45 to 11:29. So that's almost 45 minutes if I can think on that. Yeah. But from 11:29 to 11:49, within 20 minutes, we were up to 93/100ths of an inch. So we have received close to 3/4 of an inch of rain in 20 minutes time. So if you're out and about driving, you come upon any water, be careful. It's hard to see in this dark weather at night. If you happen to come upon any water, please turn around. Don't drown. We don't want anything happening to you. That's your best bet, is to watch out. Don't try driving through water, especially at night when you don't know what's happening. And even during the daytime, be very cautious. And I'm sure in the morning there's going to be areas, if you're on your commute to work or, you know, wherever you're going, you may come upon water. But best is to go there. I'm sure if you're running a little late because of that, if you need to take an alternate route, I'm sure your place of employment will be very understandable. They should be, because, like I say, just it's better than you taking a chance on your life and having to run into a storm or anything like that. So please be careful. And I'm going to go over that severe thunderstorm warning one more time again here. We have that severe thunderstorm warning out for Iowa County and southwestern Sauk County, and that's until 12:30 this evening. And places that could be affected by that include Dodgeville, Mineral Point, Darlington, Spring Green, Belmont, Blanchardville, Barneveld, Highland, Arena, Plain, Ridgeway, Avoca, Orion, Linden, Waldwick, Elk Grove, and Cobb, Fayette, and Clyde as well. And down near House on the Rock area and Iowa Grant area. So we knew these were coming. We didn't know what time they came. They came through really, really, really slower than expected, but we are getting pelted now. And fortunately, it's happening this time because a lot of people are in bed. Hopefully, if somebody was in bed, and hope your year is safe. I, like I said, I haven't heard anything about any touchdowns or anything. I don't know if I'll have any more reports on that tonight. I can check here shortly. I want to kind of hang around till this one tornado warning expires for Grant County and Richland County to be on the safe side and to keep an eye on this EAS in case anything else comes along. Luckily, I haven't had any EAS notices since the severe thunderstorm warning. So hopefully that means a lot of the other areas are in the clear. I'm going to pull up our radar here, take a quick look and let you know what's up with that. Be here just shortly. Got to refresh it. Just let you know our current situation for the weather. And got to zoom in a little more. That way I can see the communities a little bit better. Richland Center. One good thing about Richland Center, it looks like the heavier parts of that once cell is pretty much dying off here soon. There may be another one coming up shortly on that. But along in this area here, looks like down near Highland and Muscadet, it looks like you are getting really, really getting this heavy storm yourself. This is part of that severe thunderstorm warning there and stuff like that. That was for Iowa and Sauk. But I think that is going down towards the Muscadet area and down that way. And so let's see here. So we got another 3 minutes on that tornado warning. That's like, say, once again, for northeastern Grant and southwestern Richland. Looks like it's getting ready to wind down here. So if you want to, within the next 3 minutes, you should be safe to get out of your shelter. But with all the storms that are going through, if you feel safe staying in a shelter, feel free to do so. We just want you to feel safe, and we want you to be safe. And we just don't want anything to happen to you. And if you feel that's going to happen, something, you have a chance of something happening, best is to, you know, don't take the chance and, like I say, get, you know, stay in your safe place. And like I say, these storms, I know it's going to be keeping a lot of people awake this evening. So it's storming, like I said, storming pretty good here in Richland Center. I'll get a little reading here, too, once these tornado warnings die down. I'll probably take a break away here for a short time, and then I will come back and I will update you on that severe thunderstorm warning. I'm going to kind of check out the weather.gov and check what's going on there. That way I can get some information to you. But I'd like to stay on once we have, as long as we have these warnings. And sorry for those couple breakaways earlier. We had some new AASs coming in. And I wanted to at least catch one of those phone calls. Like I said, I was glad because the lady, she didn't have a radio. And I felt bad saying I was on the air, but she said, you know, she understood and she was in a hurry. And I said, no, I still have a little time. And I explained to her that I didn't see anything for Richland Center. But even though she said, somebody said they heard the siren go off in Richland Center, that could be a possibility too. So if you heard the sirens, hopefully you got to a safe place. And it looks like we have another minute on this warning for, not for Crawford, that one is, that pulled the wrong one up. We did have that one for Crawford earlier, but no, the one for Richland and Grant counties. Looks like it's going to expire here in another minute, so once that expires, I'll let you know. I'll go over that severe thunderstorm warning again, severe thunderstorm warning for Iowa County and southwestern Sauk County. That is out until 12:30, and the hazards from that storm include 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. And the locations impacted include Dodgeville, Mineral Point, Darlington, Spring Green, Belmont, Blanchardville, Barneveld, Highland, Arena, Plain, Ridgeway, Avoca, Orion, Linden, Waldwick, Elk Grove, Cobb, Fayette, Clyde, and Lamont, and includes Hides Hill, the House on the Rock, and the Iowa Grant School. So be careful on that. We still have those severe, those tornado watches out for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon. I'm going to check here shortly to see if those have expired. And when I break away and we take our break, and also Iowa County has that severe threat.